Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Radio update here. The bag of money, it's going to stay, but Carmelo Anthony has to go. The Bulls waiving the veteran today. Reports indicating the Lakers will pick up Melo if he manages to clear waivers. Kyrie Irving might not be with Boston very long. According to numerous reports, it looks like if Anthony Davis goes there, that's the only way he's going to remain a Celtic. Preseason, it looked like he said he was going to stay long-term, and it was the destination for Irving, but now he's saying talk to him in July, and he doesn't know anybody bleep, bleep, bleep. Hey, stay tuned. More on this one. The commish David Silver adding veteran NBA stars Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade to the All-Star Game rosters and festivities. NBA action tonight. Here are the lines we're looking at. Memphis and Charlotte. Hornets minus 7. 204.5 is the total. New York and Boston. Celtics minus 13 on the road. 215.5 is the over-under. OKC laying 5 in Miami. 219.5 the total in that game. Utah minus 11.5 taking on the Atlanta Hawks. Total 227 in that game. And Houston and James Harden, he'll try to keep the streak going. The Nuggets versus Houston. Denver laying 4.5, total 226. It was a brilliant run in the NFL, but after 17 seasons in the NFL, Julius Peppers now retiring from the league. He sits fourth on the all-time NFL sack list with 159.5, and he was an all-pro an amazing 9 times in his brilliant 17-year career. We're just over 48 hours away from that Super Bowl in Atlanta. Let's get everybody the early lines in this one. First quarter line, if you want to bet the first quarter, Pats, a half point favorite, plus 135. Rams, plus a half point, minus 155. The first half line, New England, minus a point. Rams, plus a point. They're over under 27.5 in the first half. The total game line right now, still New England, minus 2.5. Over under, down another half point. Unbelievable. This thing opened up at 59, the original release at 58.5 and 59s, but now we're seeing it at 56 flat. Patriots odds to win the game, minus 135, and the Rams on the money line, plus 125. We got a late night in NCAA hoops action. A few nice games in the top 25. Number 5, Michigan traveling to Iowa to battle the Hawkeyes. Wolverines, a 4.5-point favorite. Total in that game, 142.5. Number 18, Buffalo. They head to Bowling Green in MAC action. Bulls minus 8 on the road. 156.5 is the total in that one. A huge total. And two top 25s meet when Wisconsin hosts Maryland. The Badgers are 5-point favorites. Total in that game, 131. We had a pretty big deal going down on the ice today involving the Pittsburgh Penguins and Florida Panthers. The Penguins have traded Derek Brassard and Connor Sheary to the Panthers in exchange for Nick Bjugstad and Jaron McCann. Also picks going Florida's way. Busy night on the ice tonight. Toronto laying 180 in Detroit. Total in that game, 6.5. Jake Muzzin making his Leafs debut. Boston hosting Chicago. Sabres minus 165. Pretty big there. Total 6 flat. Florida and Nashville. Panthers laying 15 cents over under 6. Tampa Bay minus 145 taking on the Islanders. Might be a revenge spot for the Bolts, who got beat down by the Islanders last time. Total in this game is 6.5. Pittsburgh huge favorites tonight, entertaining Ottawa. Penguins minus 270. Total 6.5 there. Washington and Calgary. No Ovechkin for Washington. He's got to sit out that one game suspension for missing the All-Star game and festivities. So the Flames, they're minus 125 on the road over under their 6. Vegas and Carolina. Golden Knights minus 20. Total 6 in that game. And Dallas hosting Minnesota. The Stars are a minus 130 favorite. Total in that game sitting at a low total, 5.5. In golf, South African Brendan Grace was on fire today. He's taken over the lead at the Waste Management Open in the desert. Grace shot a 7-under today, and he sits at minus 11 for the tournament. Notables, Ricky Fowler, he's 1-under so far early today, 8-under on the tournament. He's hanging around, and Bubba Watson just 2 shots off the pace at minus 9. And Dustin Johnson, he went low and saw Saudi Arabia today. He leads at minus 11, three strokes up on Chinese star Huatong Li. Bryson DeChambeau, who's been on fire, seven strokes back, and one of the tournament's favorites in Justin Rose. He has missed the cut in this event. So guys, stick around. It's going to be a great day today on the network. We got Steve Merrill. We got Bobano. We got me. We got Gabe. We got Red Heat and Rage Radio. We got all sorts of things coming your way. Bets for the Super Bowl, prop bets, first half bets, second half bets, bets, and more bets. We're going to open up the phone lines too. We're on video today. So, you know, hopefully you guys will call in, talk to us, and a whole lot going down. We got Morenci and me, Red Heat and Rage Radio. It's coming up next. We're getting you prepped for the Super Bowl. Back to you, Yang.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Four, Midtown Manhattan. The countdown to Super Bowl 53 is on. We figured, hey, it might be cold as hell in Manhattan right now. There's a polar vortex hitting pretty much everyone on the Northeast, East Coast, Midwest, everybody except in Rams country. Yeah, we've got Studio 34 for a reason here in Midtown Manhattan for big events such as this. One of our final countdown shows before Super Bowl 53. In fact, this will be the last time we'll be here until Sunday. But Cam will be here sitting alongside us on Sunday afternoon. So spread the word. We're going to be here Sunday at 3 o'clock. Sunday at 3 o'clock, three-hour pregame show. Seems kind of long, but not really when you consider. Honestly, it would take me like 6 hours to read all the props I've got. So I got to talk fast, bam, bam, bam. We'll have some guests on, and Cam's going to give us some tailgate tips and some cooking tips. And we're going to get into that on the program. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
That's funny you mentioned that, Morenci. I just last night tried out a pork roast, put a little bit of a dry Cajun rub on there, sliced it up, chopped it up, made up some noodles and vegetables, and had myself a stir fry. Buddy, sometimes, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money to do food right. You just got to add the right spice combo. And I'll tell you, I can't wait to try those wings at the restaurant. You said they're a buck a wing. That's pretty good for New York City. I'm going to get my chicken on.
Yeah, dollar wings. And for the record, too, Cardano says he's tabbing us up as well. So whatever we order will just sort of be put on the tab. But you know, he figures at a dollar a wing how much damage can be done, but he doesn't realize how much damage you can do.
Well, Gabe, I have been in professional competitions before, mostly held my own. I did lose to a professional, though, when Leafs legend Joe Bowen called the action. But I was leading up till 8 minutes in the wing eating contest. It's hard to eat 82 wings at 6 o'clock in the morning doing a morning show. Those were tough times, and the wings were cold.
Yeah, so Steve Merrill's going to join us. As Cam mentioned, Steve Merrill will step up and in. Babano will throw it down with us. I know Babano's got a full slate of props for us, so Babano will throw it down. 1-844-843-6879, 844-843-6879, and we'll take some of your phone calls later. But I tweeted a story out earlier. I saw the most popular tailgate food or pregame Super Bowl food state by state, and there's some whacked out, twisted people in America. Cam, we're going to run through some of the states and some of the crap that they serve people on Super Bowl Sunday. Somebody gives me a bowl of lentil soup on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm pouring it over their head and punching them in the face. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, let's Let's roll. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci, digging in Studio 34. Midtown Manhattan, countdown to the Super Bowl is on. We're going to focus in on the Super Bowl. We spent a lot of time talking NBA this week. And, you know, I've been tortured all week with weird little sounds, feedback, echoes, and everything else. I was looking forward to being in the studio and not having any of these problems. And lo and behold, you know, every headphone, it's like, I don't know, man. Yeah. I got like a weird buzz in my in one of them.
Have you seen my headphones?
One of them.
Look at this thing. I look like a clown. Like a thing's hanging on by a wire. I tried crazy glue. You, it didn't fit.
Why don't you like, you got to pull that little thing that's hanging off. It's kind of bothersome. You got like a little earring thing.
I can't hear the thing. What am I going to stick it in there?
Now take it off. What is it doing?
Well, so I can hear you. That's it.
No,
it's
the headphone. There's that little piece. Like
that's the wire. It's the wire.
It's the wire.
Yeah.
Why don't you tape it?
I tried everything. It just falls off my head. Like, because I sweat, it gets loose. I've tried crazy glue. Everything. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, that little headset barely fits on your head.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, it's just so crazy. Like, I got it cranked. Look at it. Like, I'm just squishing it. Cranking it. Thought I lost weight, but then I look at my head. Oh, geez, it's very frustrating.
And we go. It's a good start, too. You got the helmets up and stuff. It looks pretty good, but still need a backdrop. We still got the wall.
I know. I'm working on it one thing at a time. What am I going to do? Go to the store and get artwork? Yes, there's a lot of things I got to go right now. Okay, well, you
mean
artwork?
I'm asking you to go to the Louvre in Paris or something.
Well, I don't know. I'll go get a poster. Sure. It's a start. I brought down a cabinet or a little shelf, but there's a lot of white space back there. That's true. And the bullet holes are still there.
The only thing that saves it is your big head. Your big melon takes up like most of the screen.
Thank God.
Yeah. It's your big head. All right. So I saw a story earlier about like state by state favorite snacks for the Super Bowl. And some of the states are a little bit bizarre. Now, first off, we'll start off with the state of Montana, Cam, in which they claim the most popular Super Bowl food is lentil soup.
That's BS. In Montana, I thought be buffalo bison. Like, you know what I mean? Put some buffalo there. Buffalo meatballs or something. Like, people in Montana have guns and they shoot animals. Like,
yeah, nobody's eating soup. Lentil soup. Nobody's eating lentil soup anywhere. Like, who's eating lentil soup?
Not me.
You know, seriously, like, honestly, on any Sunday, who eats lentil soup to begin with?
I don't even have lentil soup when I'm sick.
When's the last time you had a bowl of lentil soup?
Never. You're right. It's kind of like the guy at Swiss Chalet Chicken, Morenci. He's like, basically they came out with, you know, the water, that hot lemon water to clean your hands. And the guy is drinking it. I'm like, that's to clean your hands with. That's basically what lentil soup tastes like. Moist towelettes and hot water. Boo. Boo.
Lentil soup. Listen, I ate lentil soup when I was a kid briefly. Because, you know, my father forced me to eat it. And, we didn't have a lot of cash at the time. It freaking sucks, bro. Like, it's like some mushy, weird, like, I don't know, man. I haven't had lentil soup in, like, 40 years, and I don't plan on having it ever. Like, I'll never have a bowl of lentil soup before I die.
Not missing much.
Lentil soup on Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. That's a joke.
All right, so.
What else you got for me?
All right, we'll go state by state. Alabama.
All right. I gotta think ribs.
What are they going with Alabama Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm thinking ribs.
They say white chicken chili. The hell is that?
Who's doing this? Is this like a millennial vegan? Like white chicken? This doesn't sound like meat eaters.
I've been to Alabama, all right? Nobody even knows the words white chicken chili. The hell are you talking about? White chicken chili. Like you said, who did this? Is this like, you know, like a Facebook poll or something? What kind of like commie pinko crap is this? It's Google Trends. All right, Google Trends. So it's Google. All right, I guess the internet doesn't like. You know what, Kim? See, people tell you, I'm having big barbecue and big ribs. And these pansies are really eating like yogurt, salads, and lentils and stuff.
I made a decision a while ago, Morenci. I'm probably going to go down. You know, I don't really have a lot of big life expectancy on both sides of my parents' tree. Yeah, sure, you can live an extra 5 to 10 years and eat things like lentil soup or whatever, but I'm not going to say I'm never going to eat a salad, but I prefer to enjoy my life, enjoy the taste buds of the world, and let the cards fall where they may.
The thing is, though, I know people that have eaten healthy and they died anyway, so.
Yeah, good point.
Cancer doesn't care about salad.
Good point.
Hate to be cold, but...
Very good. It's very true, though. Very true.
Yeah.
true.
Google. All right. So Google Trends, always a fascinating glimpse into the regional delicacies and traditions. Super Bowl breakdowns.
Hawaii?
All right.
Hawaii?
Well, we'll go state by state. Remember, flow, Cam, flow. We're here 3 hours.
True.
Starting with Alabama. White chicken chili. Alaska. Hawaii. Yeah, if I'm thinking Alaska, I'd tell you like caribou. These guys are cooking up caribou and like
caribou kebabs. Yeah. Caribou kebabs. They sound amazing. I'll tell you something about caribou, too. It is a delicious meat and lean. Leaner than chicken.
Alaska would surprise you. Nachos.
Pretty basic. Oh, yeah. They can still get tortilla chips in Alaska.
This next one's a pile of crap as well. This is Arizona. You know what they say the favorite food on Super Bowl Sunday in Arizona is?
Tex-Mex?
Cake.
That's bullshit.
Like gamblers eating cake on Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Can I have a
He's drinking a Crown Royal and some cake.
This survey blows. I don't know where you got this from, but
I told you, it's Google. What do you want from radar? From thekitchen.com. All right, Arkansas. All right, Arkansas sounds like it makes sense. You know, what are you saying in Arkansas?
Pig on a spit.
Yeah, you figure, right? They'd have some sort of weird pig stuff. No, but Arkansas, fried chicken wings. Fried chicken, all right.
That's pretty basic, but I like it best so far.
All right, California, see, I don't even believe this, because they're telling me, and I got a tweet about this, they're telling me that Colorado, the most popular Super Bowl delicacy, is freaking broccoli cheese soup. As if. Broccoli cheese soup. Somebody tweeted me from Colorado, they said, I've never even heard of broccoli cheese soup. What the hell is broccoli? No one wants broccoli. Cheese soup. The hell is cheese soup?
I've had a cheese soup with broccoli in it before. I'm not going to say it's the worst, but I'm not going to say I want it on Super Bowl.
California, see, I don't even believe this because I think California would be bigger pinko than this little light in the loafer. Some sort of
light. I haven't heard that one in a while. You're a little light in the loafers.
It's a good one.
I love it, too. Some oldies are goodies. Oldies are goodies.
No offense, Ed. I don't mean that.
No. It
reminds me of like something the champ would say.
Yeah, he's a little, hey, champ.
Hey, champ, you're a little light in the loafers. I said, what? You're a little light in the loafers.
Champ, my cousin came over from Scotland, and my buddy Marble said, hey, champ, nice little lass you got there. I says, what? Nice little lass you got there.
I punched somebody.
Boom.
You do a good champ.
What's this? Thanks, Morenci. Excellent.
Walked into a bar the other night with my wife. Someone said, hey, hey, champ, who's the girl you're with? It's the voice. And it's great. Like, it's a great, great bit. At the end, he's like, that's why they call me the champ.
There was a couple champs. I think Bringer from Q107 he was a champ. Wasn't John Gallagher, Gabe? You know, you had him on in studio before. Was he a champ?
Derringer was the champ.
Yeah, Derringer was the original. Yeah, he was the original.
Derringer was one of the king champs. Yeah, there was him and there was another guy that was kind of the main guys. Yep. California, baked chicken. We lost Clam Chowder. We were just going to get to him, but we'll get back. We'll get Chowder back on. Connecticut, buffalo chicken dip. The hell's that? Delaware. Chocolate peanut butter cake. What the hell are these people doing?
What's with the cake?
What is this, a 9-year-old's birthday party?
Here's our spread. Here's our spread right now.
More people are doing cocaine on Super Bowl Sunday than are eating cake.
Excellent point. We got pizza. We got a deep dish pizza. We're going to have a thin dish pizza. We're going to have a meat lover's pizza. We're going to have a bowl of wings. We're going to have like anything, you know, garlic cheese breadstick. Sure, if you want to do that. Like, come on, people. It's got to be like, I want to see an animal. It's got to be turning. We're going to be eating it. Burgers, sliders, bacon burgers. Like, what? Cake? Who eats cake? I'm with you, Morenci. Like, what is this? Cheesecake?
Yeah, cake. Well, I don't mind a piece of cheesecake. Dessert.
I like cheesecake, yeah, after I eat the wings.
I don't know.
Like, main meal.
Yeah, I go to Super Bowl, someone's Super Bowl party at their house, and they're like, hey, have some buffalo spinach dip. Then I'll be like the chap. I said, what?
I said, what?
What? What'd you say? Washington, D.C. Crack in a pipe.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, YouTube, iHeartRadio, whatever platform you're listening, watching. We appreciate you tuning in. Countdown to Super Bowl 53. We're going to get to a bunch of props, but we're just running through the foods. And just to remind you, we're going to be here with you all day Sunday. The crew starting at 8 a.m. Sunday morning. You know, from Blewett and Engel and Dane Martinez and Joe Ranieri and Iseri and pretty much everybody. Going to be throwing it down throughout the day. Then me and Cam will take over it. And Jim Day will be in the house earlier. And I'm sure we'll get Jim to hang out with us a little bit. And then me and Cam set you up for a pregame show from 3 until 6. We'll get the party started. Some tailgate tips, guests. George Kurtz will be getting us caught up to date throughout the afternoon. Some Super Bowl tidbits, notes, late-breaking news. And all that other type of stuff. And then at 6 o'clock, Corey Parson comes in. And we'll be the, Corey will sit down and MC the festivities, because you and I are going to have way more money on the game than anyone else in the room. And, you know, we'll be standing up and getting up and everything, right? Corey will be sitting down with a mic, and you and I will be running around. And the last Rams game, people thought it was lucky. The Rams were losing. And I was wearing a Rams jersey, and I put the Ram helmet on as well. And the Rams comeback started, so people were like, leave the helmet on. So
I like it.
I wore the Ram helmet, so I'm going to be busting out the Ram jersey again, and I got the helmet right here, so we're ready to go. I'm like Zerline. Like, I put the helmet on whenever we scored, and I went in to kick. You know what I mean? Like, whenever they were driving, I would be like, all right, I'm getting ready. Put the helmet on, you know? So, yeah, we're going to be ready to go. The pregame show, and we're going to have like a Super Bowl party, as we stated. You're welcome to come join us if you're in the New York area. And what's real cool, we get lucky because you've been to the Versa Bar here, which is normally pretty pricey, but dollar chicken wings, $5 beers, a special Super Bowl menu. But on top of that, Cam, the NFL Players Association is throwing a Super Bowl party.
Got the email.
In Versa.
Yeah, we'll maybe rope some people in there, Morenci. Bring them in for an interview, see what happens. They'll keep it nice and loose. We'll have some chicken wings, a drink or two, and we'll chat. Parties everywhere, man. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, like last year, basically like half the New York Jets were here watching the Super Bowl. Sam Garns, who was with us on the programs this year, of course, former Chicago Bear, Denver Bronco defensive back coach. So, yeah, it's going to be a ton of NFL ties. We don't know who, but basically, like current players, former players, players that are in the New York area, essentially. It's the official, it's their own NFLPA party. It's not like open to the public, but they're basically, hey, they're doing it in our crib, essentially. So, yeah, we're just going to roll out after a couple of Coronas, Cam. We're all like, oh, come on, man. Come on, Lawrence. Lawrence Taylor's, we got to come on, LT. You know,
I hope Lawrence Taylor's there.
You know who I heard is going to be here actually watching the game is Latrell Sprewell.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, Latrell, I believe Latrell Sprewell. That'd be real cool to get him in here. Like I said, it'll be loose. Latrell Sprewell is here a couple of times a week, Cam. Like, he walks by all the time, and we always miss him. He gets in the elevator and stuff, but He's a nice guy if you talk to him, but at the same point in time, he's not Johnny looking to come on on
the
air.
Just doing his thing. He just wants to be, he'll talk to you, but he's not going to go out of his way to do it. And he's living his life. I got no problem with that. That's the thing. You got to remember, Gabe, me and you are making no money when we were on TV. I get people, I went to the beer store the other day. Guy asked me for, can I just give me some money, some loan? Like, people think like I'm rolling in it or whatever. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, I'm rolling in the deep.
Yeah. And then I see a guy at the grocery store. Hey, you got a few bucks. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you assume what? Well, because what, we're doing radio and television, we have money. Like, it's the farthest thing from that. But, you know, I'm trying to get a quote on a car. I just bought a vehicle. And, you know, it's everybody's trying to shake me down. It's ridiculous, Moretti. I can't catch a break. We got too much money on this game as well. And you're right. I just checked my accounts. I got Rams everywhere. Let's hope for a happy Sunday, because if the Patriots blow these guys out, you might not see me for a while.
It's going to be depressing here on Sunday night.
The Rams
win, it'll just be such a happier night. But
yay, I agree.
So like I said, so Washington, D.C., I said their favorite food that they're going to be doing on Super Bowl Sunday, I believe, will be crack in a pipe, the Mary and Barry special, the Super Bowl special. But they got bagel pigs in a blanket. Never heard of bagel pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, pigs in a blanket. It's just basically what it is, sausage rolls.
All right.
But with bagels instead of
filling. I told you, Delaware filling. Chocolate peanut butter cake. That's a pile of crap. How about this Florida cake? As if, man. Yep. Come on. Was everyone eating cake? Was it Leave It to Beaver's birthday?
You guys are doing lines of dandruff in Florida.
Georgia's buffalo chicken dip. Hawaii football cupcakes. Idaho, salads.
It's the potato state. Bullshit!
Illinois, jalapeno poppers.
This survey is not real. It's not true.
Indiana, fried rice. As if fried rice. There's not a Chinese guy within 800 miles of the state of Indiana. Fried rice, yeah, in Indiana. Mike, there used to be fried rice in Indiana before Mike Pence outlawed it. It was too foreign.
That survey's horrible.
Mike Pence was concerned there was a local Chinese restaurant opening up in Bloomington, Indiana. I don't know. They're up to something down there.
Too ethnic.
Yeah, you eat that fried rice, you'll turn gay. Iowa, Irish stew. Now, there's a girl in Ireland who I talked to on Twitter, actually. She's like MMA, she's in MMA and stuff. And she actually saw the poll that I tweeted out, and she said Irish stew. And she said, I doubt that it's actually like good or it's like real Irish stew. So, of course, then people on my Twitter from Iowa told her, like, to basically F off, that the Irish stew is great there. And, like, she's like, no, it isn't. I see. They've been going back and forth for, like, hours. They're sending menus and, hey, look, and this is it. And so, you know, you got a chick in Ireland says she's not down with Irish stew in Iowa. Kansas buffalo chicken dip. What do you all this dip? Who eats dip? You need something to dip the food in.
Yeah, like a firm chicken wing.
Kentucky taco salad. My ass, they're eating taco salad in Kentucky. Louisiana cupcakes. Yeah, right. They're eating like crab cakes and gumbo. Yeah, yeah. Jumbo. Come on.
Catfish. Come on.
Cupcakes. Maine paella.
Bull.
Maryland pizza. That makes sense.
Yeah, pizza. I'll take pizza right now.
All right, we might have the lightest of the loafers of them all here. Massachusetts. Gluten-free pretzels.
Come on. Blow me. Get bent.
Michigan. Now we're getting into some manly states here. Michigan, pizza. Minnesota, tacos.
Yeah, they get it. It's closer to us. They know what's going on.
They're trolling us here because this next one, they're just trolling the fine people of Mississippi. Mississippi, granola bars.
I couldn't find a vegetable. We were there for 4 days. We didn't see one vegetable. Or granola.
Montana, lentil soup. Nevada. So Nevada, where I lived, where you've been a million times, Las Vegas, vegan cheesy bacon spinach dip. It's a pile of crap.
It is.
I've watched Super Bowls in various casinos and sports books over the years. in Las Vegas, and what they have is bad chicken wings, cold hot dogs for a dollar, and Miller High Life for a dollar.
It's $1.50 now, but you're correct.
Yeah. New At Mexico. Point,
50 cent cold dogs for the locals.
Like New Mexico, pea and peppercorn mash. New York, spinach dip. I'm in New York. There ain't no spinach dip, man. Spinach dip my ass. Ohio, buffalo chicken dip. Oklahoma, chicken noodle soup. Oklahoma's like the land of barbecue.
Yeah, in Missouri. Missouri's got good barbecue.
Right, Pennsylvania, chicken wings.
Alabama.
South Carolina, turkey chili. All right. Tennessee cake, my ass.
I don't know where this cake's coming from. I really don't like this way the trends are going.
Vermont, lasagna.
Yeah, no, good for Vermont. At least they got something in there. I mean, I could really go for a good meat lasagna.
The state of Washington, cake. Yeah, what, space cake? Dude, whoever wrote this and did this should be punched in the face. But you know what? This goes to show, actually, that the Super Bowl doesn't have an impact. This is just what wackos are eating in these places. Bunch of people like chocolate peanut butter cake, evidently, in Delaware. I really don't know what this poll proved.
Proves that their taste buds suck.
There's no way in hell people in Mississippi are eating granola bars. They can't. They've never heard of granola in Mississippi.
We went to Mississippi, me and Gabe, and when we were there, basically we walked in. We walked in on the whole compound there. There was cooking ovens, pig on a spit, another one on a spit, down the way, buckets of booze, cheap beers, spirits, Gabe, other things. Like there was nothing, you said it. I don't think there was a granola product in the state, let alone, but there was a lot of things on spits. There was a lot of barbecuing going on, I can tell you that. It was delicious too.
Our main man, Stooch, says, shout out to the Desert Fox for making his final appearance. My favorite Johnny Miller quote, if Phil couldn't ship, he'd be selling cars in San Diego.
Very true. Phil could sell ice to Eskimos. He's pretty slick. Pretty slick.
So what's going on over that waste management right now?
Good point, Moretti. Who do we got going on here? Yeah, big leaderboard. Martin, what is it? Brendan Grace went low. He's 11 under right now. But your boy Ricky Fowler's only two shots off the pace, minus nine. Ben On, who I have in my six pack, T6, 8 under. Hate to say it, Bubba Watson's hovering around. Bubba Watson, he is two shots back at 9 under. And Justin Thomas, just birdie, one off the pace. Brendan Grace leading, Justin Thomas second. Your boy Ricky Fowler in the 3-hole.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Steve Merrill will join us on the other side. Lucky Steve Merrill will talk Super Bowl 53. We'll see what props he likes. Babano stepping up and in the 5 o'clock hour. You can too. 844-843-6879.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart, kicking it on YouTube today. Don't forget, we'll be with you on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll get you caught up to date as far as the waste management is concerned. But if you like to play DFS golf or you're betting on it, get a 50% deal right now. Get 50% off at DailyRoto.com Elite monthly membership if you sign up before Super Bowl 53's kickoff. All right, so the Elite Package features access to the premium fantasy content for all the sports, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, golf, NHL. Premium lineup optimizers for FanDuel and DraftKings, now added Yahoo as well. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, golf. Access to the betting tools, player props, and more. Customizable fantasy projections, rankings for FanDuel and DraftKings, professional commentary via premium podcasts, written fantasy content, slate breakdowns, FanDuel, DraftKings, ownership projections, DFS strategy guides, research tools, and lineup alerts. Just enter promo code SB53, get a 50% deal and rebate off a dailyroto.com elite monthly membership and cash in on your prop ATS and total wagers on a big game. That's promo code SB53. Let's bring in Lucky Steve.
Oh, Lucky Steve.
Lucky Steve Merrill. Well, Steve might operate a Chinese restaurant in the Virginia, in the state of Virginia. But I don't know if he's eating Chinese Super Bowl Sunday. Well, we're talking delicacies here, Steve. So what's the Merrill household going to be eating on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, definitely have not eaten my own cooking on Super Bowl Sunday, I guess. Don't think I've ever had Chinese food. But yeah, usually I kind of feel like you have to have appetizer type food, you know? I don't think I've ever had a sit down dinner either. Any like really?
Yeah, someone said lasagna. Chips dip. I'm like, yeah, really? Yeah, lasagna is kind of weird. It's like eating like a turkey dinner. You'd fall asleep and stuff after.
Yeah, no, so you have a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving NFL games. That would seem appropriate. But yeah, that would make me feel like I'm in a November time machine if that was to happen.
Yeah, the state of Virginia, evidently, the trending, this is according to Google Trends. I think me and Cam both agree that this poll sucks. But the state of Virginia, buffalo chicken dip. Now, you're a lifelong Virginian. You ever heard of buffalo chicken dip?
It's actually one of my favorites. No, all serious.
So that, wow. Maybe this poll is right, Cam.
It probably is. When I was saying chips and dip, that's actually what I was envisioning. I guess I didn't say it out loud, but I was thinking that. Yeah, I love some buffalo chicken dip. Very, very good.
I've never had buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo sauce with like a chicken and, you know, like a cream cheese kind of all mixed together.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, but the problem is with this pool we're doing, Steve, it just had the dips. You have to have the chips or the toast or the other things to go with the dip. You're not going to
dip
your paws in there and go wild, right? Come on.
Correct, but I do occasionally take a spoon to it because I like it that much.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, maybe the poll is right after all. Maybe the poll is right after.
It's a Virginia thing, though. But yeah, you know, it's funny. All the parties I go to around here, they do seem to have it. So I'm not sure how that became a Virginia thing.
You guys got cake, too? Is there cake?
There's usually cake. Yeah, there's usually cake everywhere. I'm not a huge cake person. I like the pie a little bit better. I like a moist cake, but yeah, I'm not a huge dessert guy. I actually would rather have a couple servings of like substantial buffalo chicken dip. And what I like about that is there is chicken, and it's actually kind of a meal. You start eating a lot of that salsa or, you know, avocado or spinach dip, and after about an hour or two, you feel like you've just eaten junk.
It's like Cam enjoys food, but Cam, you're not really the biggest cake and sort of dessert guy, are you?
No, I'm not a dessert man, Morency. I usually get my filling with the main meal, but I will say this, a nice slab of cheesecake, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Nice, nice cheesecake. Little sliver, it goes down perfectly. But you know me, I'm a main course guy. Can't wait to plow the wings with you, Gabe.
And well, New York, too. One. New York's known for the cheesecake, right? And New York cheesecake.
I got a New York cheesecake in the freezer. You told me I wasn't eating very well. I still went out. I couldn't stop it.
Yeah, but it's not a real New York cheesecake because the box says New York cheesecake in the freezer. You'll be in New York.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying, I got a deal on it. It was called New York cheesecake, so can't be that bad.
Put any state name on anything. We can't be that bad. The box must be true.
You know, guys, I love wings. I love cheesecake, but they might be the most two inflatedly priced foods over the last 5 or 10 years. I think like wings nowadays are going for like a dollar a piece at the restaurants. It's just absurd.
Yeah, wings aren't cheap.
Cheesecake can get a bit pricey.
Yeah, wings.
Cheesecake too. A good cheesecake can be like $20-$25 sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not spending $25 on a cake. I've never spent $25 on a cake before. I'll get a slice for like $6-$7 sometimes. Yeah. You know,
treat yourself.
Yeah, no, you know what? I got I've had the cheesecake the last couple of times I've been out to the FanDuel Sportsbook in the Meadowlands. Actually,
delicious.
Yeah, a little dessert. No, not delicious. Not bad. Okay. It's like George Bush's memoirs.
What you good. Expect from a sports book cheesecake?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I'm eating cheesecake from the Meadowlands racetrack, you know?
It's like a Meadowlands cheesecake. You know, it's not New York, it's New Jersey. So right there, you're at a disadvantage.
All right, Steve Merrill with us.
You know, they said, Steve, Mississippi, they're supposedly eating granola bars. Like, as if.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't buy that for a second. I don't think there's ever, I don't think granola has ever stepped foot in the state of Mississippi.
It's illegal. It's illegal there.
Yeah. Damn hippies.
Yeah, exactly. Pickle commie Hillary voters. You and your granola.
Maybe some of those dry counties that you and Cam got stuck in have it, but otherwise.
No, no, they don't have that. They got moonshine in those places, yeah. We were in Hazard County.
Dry counties and the other counties, right?
Yeah, but you know what? And it's no joke. And our buddy actually died there too, Cam. It's not even funny, but Steve, so there's this little dry county, except the counties aren't that big, bro. So when we say it's a dry county, you just got to drive like 3 miles, right? Like dirt roads and whatever. And then there's like a strip club, like at the county line, and there's a liquor store, and it's just like a drunken waste fest, bro. You know what I mean? So like you sort of congested all these drunk drivers into one spot, like leaving, and they like it because they arrest everybody on the way out. Yeah. And yeah, there's accidents, and yeah, it's stupid. But anyways, all right, Steve, Super Bowl 53. What do you think is going to happen to the line with the total? Do you think it'll go to 57 back up, or it'll just stay at 56 and a half, or it'll come down?
Yeah, the only thing I don't quite understand, guys, is if you're a sharp bet in the under, which I think is what's happened, because I don't think much of the public has played the under back on Monday when this line dropped. You know, why wouldn't you wait until the weekend? Because you would assume the public usually plays overs. Both of these are high profile offenses. You would assume it's probably going to go up higher. I guess 57 is somewhat of a key number, 30-27, and, you know, 58 isn't. So I guess they wanted to just lock in a decent number. But I do think that was sharp money on the under. We see this every year, though, and the sharps do not often win these unders in Super Bowls. As you guys know, Super Bowls, NCAA championship games, they always tend to be a bit higher scoring than the numbers would say. The big news, of course, is the point spread. The media has been all over this the last few days about that's the most lopsided action ever.
Yeah,
they do mention that 3 is a key number, but they still fail to mention that you'd be a total idiot if you played the Rams at +2.5. So nobody has played the Rams yet. So I think we'll definitely see some 3s. The question is, you know, do they put a 3 up there, and how much floods in on the Rams at that point? Because obviously all the big money's coming on the Patriots trail because the big money is sharp money, and they're going to take a 2.5. They're not going to take, and they're going to wait for a 3 if they like the Rams.
All right. Well, so what is the Rams? Let's just say, screw it. You got to buy it. And I'll be honest with you, here in New York, guys, it went to 2 today. It fell to 2.
Went down.
It's crazy, wow. Isn't it?
I know. Yeah. And you figure there'd be East Coast bias, or is it the people hate the Patriots in Jersey and New York that much? I don't think so. And it's weird. Like, you would figure all the New York Giant points. I mean, the damn sports book's in a giant parking lot, for the love of God. You know, at MetLife Stadium. Giant games, they were bigger dogs there. It's like locals were picking on them and knew they sucked. And it's kind of strange here. So what do you make of that, Steve? That the number on the West Coast, where in Ram country, 2.5, and they're flirting with 3s, yet on the East Coast, they dropped from 2.5 to 2 today.
Yeah, I don't understand why the line would drop anywhere, because if you like the Rams...
Yeah, he gets an even bet now, 2.5, they're getting good action, exactly.
Right. Why would anybody, though, take the Rams 2 days before the game +2.5? Like, yeah, maybe the line goes down to 2, but it might go to 3. And there's a 10% chance the Rams lose by exactly 3 points. There's an 18% chance one of these teams win by 3. That's how critical that number is. Almost 1 out of every 5 NFL games is decided by 3 points. The favorite wins about 10% of the time by 3 points. So, I mean, I understand that the general public doesn't look at things like I do, you know, as a professional. But still, it's really surprising me that it would drop anywhere, especially since this action has been so lopsided. I'm looking at the offshore lines. There's still some sharp books that have 2.5 minus money on New England. There's other spots that are more 2.5 flat now. But the most public book in the world has been 3 since the get-go. So I still feel like the public is going to be on New England a little bit. But I'll tell you what, there's a huge liability for the sports books out there. If they move to 3 and they start getting Ram money, which they will, they're going to get sided on this game. They're going to lose all those New England bets and push the Ram bets. But then again, do you really want to take the risk of having nothing but New England bets come Sunday evening if you don't end up getting that Ram money at 2.5?
All right, I'm looking right now. If you're forced to buy that point, or the half a point, excuse me, from 2.5 to 3, it's -138 to -140 in that range. Pretty pricey. Yeah, like, they're really making you pay because, like you guys said, Steve and Cam, the Rams are +2.5, but -114, 2.5. They ain't just doing -110, 2.5. It's kind of slanted. Trying to read between the lines, Merrill, to me, it comes back to the odds makers seem to like the Rams in this game, dude.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and I, when I'm reading these articles the other day about how it's the most lopsided action ever and how the sports books have all this jeopardy, I'm thinking, well, you know.
And why didn't they make it three? Because, yeah, they're like, no, we're not doing that because we know the Rams are going to win.
And keep in mind, Gabe, they opened it pick 'em to minus one in most spots. So yeah, that's what they felt the line.
That's what I said, Steve, right away. I said, they say their Rams are better.
New England bias factored in. And that was probably with New England bias factored in. They very well probably thought the Rams should be minus one when they opened it pick 'em.
You're exactly. We're on the same page here.
We damn right we are. And another thing, Marantz, you say you talk about it. When Steve mentioned all those big bets at the MGM, all those big six-figure bets, all New England. We talk about the money. Like, this is crazy. Like, yeah, we've seen how those publicly backed dogs in college basketball, like the 85s and ups, they get slaughtered.
This is like right Las now, Vegas Golden Knights, Cam.
All the money's on New England, man. Like, I'm on the Rams.
It's like the Golden Knights all over again. Oh, we're going to get killed if the Knights win. And then secretly they're saying, come and bet them. We know they're going to lose.
Yeah,
and
we took the Capitals.
And it's true, guys. Think about this. Every article all week, you know, Vegas Insider covers, go to, you know, every place. You're right, Steve. Every odds maker crying, oh, there's 82% action, and oh, they can't bet. No one's betting on the Rams. So, yeah, how come you guys didn't move it to 3 or 4 points then? How come you don't move it?
That's what I keep thinking, Gabe.
Yeah, how come you don't move it? If you got 82%, why don't you move it?
And not only that, Gabe, but why didn't you move it instantly and not have that liability? And why not just sit it on three all week and just move the money line on three? Because they want to take a side. They're talking about they don't, you know, they want balanced action. They don't want any liability. If that was the case, you just set it at three, and then you make them plus 110, minus 130, plus 105, minus 125. You just move the money line on the key number, and then you have no jeopardy. You just push if it lands on three.
Well, there it is right there. You guys... Well, the public can talk about Tommy Boy and everything, Cam. I'm telling you, you and I said the same thing. I said this immediately, too. I brought it up. I said, you know, guys, oh, the Patriots, because you know why? Because Brady came back on the Sunday night. It was the late game. It was on TV. Boom. By Monday morning, people already made him the greatest and gave him the trophy and it's over and all that type of stuff. But I said the same thing, Steve. The odds makers made this Rams minus one. And they knew the Patriot love would come in. They still made it minus one, which means their computer thinks the Rams win this game by 1 point.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, guys, too. Keep in mind, the Rams looked really bad in that first half against New Orleans. A lot of that was the crowd noise, and they still overcame that in a hostile environment. This reminds me of Clemson, Alabama. The X factor for me is the young quarterback, just like Trevor Lawrence. It's golf. If golf plays like Trevor Lawrence, they win.
All right, Steve, hang in here. We just have a little mini, like, 3-minute segment on the other side of this break. So in the 3 minutes, get a prop or two ready for us. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Networks.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Minutes here, so let's get down to business. Steve, your thoughts, as you stated, you know, golf is a big X factor here, looking in at the props, what are a couple of props you like in this game?
One thing that jumps out to me is the fact the Patriots have scored a total of 3 points in their other 8 Super Bowls in the first quarter without ever scoring a touchdown. It's really remarkable when you consider they've won 5 of those games. They've yet to ever score a touchdown. And
one
of my favorite props each and every year is the, you know, first half is lower scoring than the second half.
Yes,
and it's just worked like magic with the Patriots. Seems a little obvious here, though, but then you look at the quarter lines, 10.5 to the under for the first quarter, 17 for the second quarter is how they have it set right now.
Like, we're going with that. You know what? It's 15 of the last 20 Super Bowls, Cam. More points scored in the second half than the first. And with Brady, too, I wish I would have crunched the numbers, but pretty much every one of them has been more scoring in the second half in the first, except for It's strange. One of the giant ones, they had the exact same amount of points in the first and the second half, which is kind of bizarre. It's almost impossible to do. But it so is. That's one you're looking at. All right, Steve. So we're out of here in like 1 minute or so. Any other prop catch your eye?
You know, a prop I use a lot of times as well. I think it makes sense again this year. It's three straight scores by one team. It's around minus 210. That might seem like a huge price, but it happens over 70% of the time in the Super Bowl and in NFL games in general. I think, you know, it'll be a fairly high scoring game, obviously, with the total at 56.5. So that's one that doesn't make a lot of sense to the general public, but the sharps usually cash with.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com, one of the coverage experts. All right, Steve, so before we get you out of here, college basketball, NBA. Tonight, Freak, we'll talk about the Raptors, Cam. They screwed me again, bro. Like, my accounts. Like, I'm sick of this guy. Yeah, me too.
It was a $600 parlay with all those hockey dogs. Enough is enough. The hometown team is screwing me. Done.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I'm really just fed up.
I'm putting my foot down.
Can't trust them in big games. But it looks like it's Ivy League time. The Ivy Leaguers are back, Steve. Friday.
Well, you got a big game with your Michigan team tonight.
Yeah, minus five in Iowa now, up to five.
Yeah, I love the fact they sprinkle in a couple of these Big Ten games now on Friday nights.
What do you like in that Michigan game?
Really good team. Well, I'll tell you what, Michigan's, I think, an underrated team in general this year. Iowa, though, might get them tonight. They shoot the ball really well from three. If Iowa hits their feet, I think they can pull the upset.
Right, Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com, covered experts. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Merrill with us. Babano coming up after the next update.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
What's happening, guys? I'm Cam Stewart with your update now. Super Bowl fever, we got it. For quarter line, Patriots minus a half point right there. The Rams plus a half point. You got to lay 55 cents. If you like the Rams, a push, you'll get the win there. Total 10.5 in the first quarter. First half, New England minus a half point. Rams plus a half point. Over under for the first half, set at 27.5. Game line, 2.5, as Gabe mentioned, into 2 in some spots at the FanDuel Sportsbook. And the total's the real thing that's moving right now. This baby opened up at 58.5 and 59 when the game opened up originally. Rams minus 159, now down to 56. Patriots, if you like them on the money line to win the game, minus 135. Rams plus 125. And Gabe, we talked about, Steve, early figures there. The MGM in Vegas, so far, those 9 5-figure bets, 2 6-figure bets, 92% of the money so far with these big bets from the public on the Patriots at the MGM. And according to Will Hill, 82% of the money on the Patriots and so far there. So we're going to be on Vegas's side for this one, and hopefully the Rams get the win. Super Bowl MVP odds. We talked about Tom Brady. He's favored, even money. Jared Goff, second in line at 2-1 right there. Good news, Morenci. Brooklyn Nets guard. This just announced now, breaking news. D'Angelo Russell has been selected to replace Indiana's injured star Victor Oladipo at the upcoming NBA All-Star game. The 22-year-old having a career high. Great season. 19.5 points. 6.4 assists on the season. He's been a huge part of that Nets turnaround. The bag of money, it stays in Chicago, but Carmelo Anthony, he gone. The Bulls waived the veteran today. Reports indicating that the LA Lakers might pick up Melo if he clears the waivers. Kyrie Irving might not be with Boston very long, but at the start of the year, he said, yeah, you know, we're going to stick around with the Celtics, and now it's anybody's guess. It looks like the only way he'll stay is landing Anthony Davis, but we know about the stipulation and the contracts there. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Preseason, Kyrie Irving said he was going to stay long term. Now he says, talk to me in July, and I don't owe anybody. SH, bleep, 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 bleep. Stay tuned to this one. It looks like this guy might not be a Celtic for long, and the Knicks, they want in the AD mix as well. Commissioner David Silver adding 2 veterans, all stars to the mix. Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade are on the All-Star game rosters. NBA action tonight, Memphis and Charlotte Hornets -7, 204.5. New York and Boston. Boston, a 13-point road favorite there, 215.5 is the over-under. Oklahoma City laying 5 in Miami, 219.5 the total. Utah -11.5 hosting the Atlanta Hawks, 227. Houston, James Harden, he's on fire. Will he have another 30-plus point night? As long as he goes under, we bet him a couple times and won. The Nuggets laying 4.5, total 226 there. A brilliant run of 17 years. NFL star Julius Peppers calling it a career. He sits fourth on the NFL all-time sack list with an impressive 159.5 sacks. He was an all-pro, an amazing 9 times in his 17-year brilliant career. Light night in NBA hoops, but we have a few nice games in the top 25. As Steve Merrill mentioned, number 5, Michigan. Gave your Wolverines traveling to Iowa. Wolverines laying 5, total 142.5. Number 18, Buffalo. They battle Bowling Green on the road. Bulls -8, 156.5, big total, lots of offense. And two top 25 teams meeting when Wisconsin hosts the Maryland Terrapins. Badgers -5, total in that one, 131. A deal going down in the NHL between Pittsburgh and Florida. The Pens have traded Derek Brassard and Connor Sheary to the Panthers. In exchange, the Penguins get back Nick Bjugstad, a very talented player but often hurt, and Jared McCann. Busy night on the ice tonight. Toronto and Detroit -180. Jake Muzzin to make his Leafs debut. Buffalo and Chicago Sabres -165. Total 6 flat. Florida and Nashville Panthers. That one is a pick 'em under 6. Tampa Bay looking for revenge against the Islanders -145. Total 6.5. And Pittsburgh, huge favorites. They play the Ottawa Senators tonight -270. Total 6.5. Washington, no Ovechkin, and hosting Calgary Flames are a -125 road fave. Total 6. Vegas and Carolina, they're a pick 'em. And Dallas hosting Minnesota, the Stars -135. In golf, South African Brendan Grace went low today at the Waste Management Tournament in the desert. The Wasted Management Tournament. Get wasted! Grace shot a 7-under today. He sits at -11 for the tournament. Hey, what do we got right here? A good leaderboard. Ricky Fowler just a couple shots off the pace. Justin Thomas one shot back. Fantastic stuff. Bubba Watson, he's hanging around too. And Justin Johnson, he went very low today earlier in Saudi Arabia. He leads at -11 after 2 rounds of play. 3 strokes up on Huatong Li of China. Bryson DeChambeau, last week's winner on the European Tour, is 7 shots back. And Justin Rose, one of the tournament co-favorites, along with DeChambeau, he missed the cut. I'm Cam Stewart. That is your sports updates. Keep it locked here. We're going to have our good friend Ian Cameron Babano come on to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, some Super Bowl props. We'll try to win you some money. Busy night in the National Hockey League, NBA, and NCAA hoops as well. Back to you, Yang and Gabe. More Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions continues. Level 2. The Super Bowl countdown continues. We're throwing it down live here. Studio 34. 34th Street, right across the street from Madison Square Garden, where all hell broke loose yesterday. In fact, the Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics taking on the Knicks tonight at MSG. And it's you know what? I haven't been to a Ranger game yet. And Rangers are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow. And I don't know if the Lightning players or whoever, some of the employers or whatever, because earlier in the day I saw some Lightning gear, and it wasn't like fan types. I know they look like Lightning sort of equipment guys or whatever. They're getting out of a taxi. I saw them coming to the hotel. So tomorrow night, but we're going to be over to FanDuel Sportsbook tomorrow night, getting all the Super Bowl action in. And I don't know if they're going to have, and when I say I don't know, they won't. But maybe online we can find this. Don't forget, it's the Puppy Bowl as well, guys. Team Ruff lays 7.5 points against Team Fluff. So Ruff laying 7.5 points. And I got to tell you, I don't know if the right team's favorite here. Team Ruff. Yeah, the last 2 years they've been beaten down 93-38 in the last 2 Puppy Bowls. Now they're laying 7.5 points. I don't know. Seems like a lot of points.
Sure does, man. Team Fluff has always been a great dog, great pooches there. So I think we're going to have to get it done. We're going to go, Gabe, kind of like the roulette wheel. Why change? If Team Fluff has been good to us, maybe we'll take them to cover and on the money line. Give us Team Fluff.
You know what Team Fluff's quarterback's name is? Foles.
No. Is it really Foles?
Yeah. Little Foles.
Great. That's amazing.
Foles.
Puppy Foles.
That's yeah, just for the right. The Puppy Bowl, though, it's not live. It's already been taped. That's the thing. So it's kind of shady here. You know what I mean? You're betting on something that's been already taped. And when I say it's kind of shady, you're also betting on a bunch of puppies with a stuffed football. They're sort of running up and down a football field playing with each other that don't realize they're in the Puppy Bowl. Let's bring in Babano right now. It's nice of Babano to join us. At least, do you have a dinner to go to, Babano? What's up?
How the heck do you handicap the Puppy Bowl? I mean, what do you figure out?
You take the dog. The real dog. I mean, underdogs.
What do you do? Bet against the team that doesn't give the dog their Purina dog chow before the game? You bet
underdogs
against the team that doesn't
win.
Have their dog go for a leak before the game? Go for a walk here, before the game?
I'm looking for youth. Yeah. I figure the puppies, yeah, I'm going to do a little more.
Fluff's been good, Gabe, as underdogs. They went outright, too, in these games. Big wins.
Yeah, you know what? I think the wrong group of mutts is favored. Give me Team Fluff +7.5. And the over. Quick break. We'll be right back. Ian Cameron, Babano, Super Bowl 53 props. Let's roll.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, well, we've got you covered, man. Team Fluff, Puppy Bowl, +7.5. I've outscored Team Ruff 93-38 the last 2 years. So for those of you laying it down on the Puppy Bowl, take Team Fluff.
Fluffy.
All right. We could use some Fluffer Studio here, but that's another story.
Love the word fluffers. We could use some fluffers in studio. We could use a lot of things. Yes, Morency, fluffers included.
Yeah. Fluffers. Some fluffers.
What fluffers?
Babano. All right, Babano.
Babano's here.
Let's jump in, Babano. So, Super Bowl 53. I spoke to you earlier in the week, and it sounds like you were starting to buy in on the West Coast Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, we're buying in. Maybe I'm stubborn. Maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I just just insist on pounding my head against the wall, trying to go against the New England Patriots like I did with Kansas City. Obviously, that didn't end up working out too well. But we're going to go back to the well here. The LA Rams opened 1-point favorites. New England now 2.5 in this game. And again, the odds makers made the Rams the favorite in this game. This was public money that has driven New England to the point that they're laying 2.5 now. And I think that's opened up value on the Rams in a game that I think they have the capability of winning. The way I see it, the pass rush for the Rams is going to be much more detrimental to Tom Brady than Kansas City's was. They didn't get a sniff of that Tom Brady. Didn't even get close to him from a pass rushing standpoint. I think it's going to be a different animal here against Aaron Donald and Dominican's game he's played this season against the New Orleans Saints. I think they're going to do a little bit better at disrupting that New England offense, give Brady less time to throw the football. And on the flip side, you've got the LA Rams and a coach in Sean McVay that I think is one of the most brightest, most intelligent coaches in the game right now. I trust him to have a good game plan, have this team very well prepared. Even though this is his first go-around in the Super Bowl as a head coach, I don't worry about that stuff. And I look at the last couple Super Bowls, Philadelphia and Atlanta, for the New England Patriots. They've not been ready to go right out of the gate. They struggled out of the gate against Atlanta. Atlanta just dominated them in the first half of that game. Same thing last year. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles had every play that they ran seemed like they ran it successfully against New England. Now, part of that was maybe Matt Patricia defensively wasn't well prepared, and he's no longer on the coaching staff now with New England. But, you know, you're seeing Philly run Philly specials with Nick Foles, just some going for it on fourth down, catching the Patriots off guard, stuff that you don't usually see. And all this talk about, oh, Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, he's been here, he's done that, he knows what he's doing. Does he know what he's doing the last couple? I mean, they're that close. An Atlanta collapse away from 0-2 in the Super Bowl these last 2 years, the New England Patriots. So I think the LA Rams, if I grade the personnel on these teams, guys, I look at it where the LA Rams, I'd probably draft the LA Ram player on my team position for position more than I'd draft the New England player. I understand it's Brady. I understand it's Belichick. That's a great head coach quarterback duo. But position for position, talent-wise, I think I'd want more Rams players than Patriots players on my team if I was drafting from these two football teams. So I think the Rams can get it done here. You get a little more value now that the public is all over New England. What did you do for me lately? The Patriots beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl or in overtime in the AFC Championship game to get here in thrilling fashion. People remember that. They've driven this number up. I'm going to look to the LA Rams.
Ian Cameron, rightwager.com with us. I like where you're going with that.
I like Babano's hairline. Very nice today. Marazzi, the guy's got a perfect lid. You ever notice that? This guy, he should be in
like Carrie Fraser.
Carrie Fraser, great hair. Great hair, though.
You got a nice little bit of hair on top of your head still, Cam?
Yeah, not the same as Babano, though. And he's got that Chinese kind of screen. It'd be nice if there was like a naked female in a silhouette there.
Can we get a shot of Babano? Can you talk to Babano? Like get a shot of you, Babano?
See the Chinese wall there,
Babano. You got the hair, like, but
those silhouettes, you know? Silhouettes dancing.
Babano's going to be the type of old dude, though. He's going to be like at a tavern going to a Ticat game with his old buddies.
Yeah.
And he'll have like the grease back hair, but like the string still. Like he won't go bald, but it'll be like, you know what I mean? The back.
Long string. Yeah,
I
good
can see
string.
Me having this hairstyle. That's the thing. This hairstyle is probably going to go with me for the next 60 years. So that's the way I do it.
Great lid.
Yeah. You know, if you haven't started to go bald yet, usually it kicks in if it's early baldness at in the 30 range. And Cam, same with you. It doesn't look like you'll be going bald.
Yeah, that's what my barber says. He goes, Cam, you're a little bit big, but one thing, you're never going to go bald. Marazzi, I got other problems, but hair's not one of them. Lots of hair.
A little big. All right, so people know that you and I are going big on the
sure are.
Big on the Rams. So here Rams. It is. Jesse tweets, the consortium law firm of Marazzi and Stewart just laid it down on the Rams. And another one, people are thinking it's you and I that did this. Per Nick Bogdanovich over at Will Hill. This is in Vegas, Will Hill. Somebody just walked in about half an hour ago to Will Hill in Las Vegas. They put $1.5 million on the LA Rams to win the game outright. No points.
Yeah.
Money line.
Nice.
$1.5 million on the Rams. It pays back $1.8 million. Total payout $3.3 million. If the Rams win the game.
That's what you call a Billy Joel big shot yet to open up the wallet and put down $1 million on the LA Rams. So good for him. That's ballsy.
That's some serious cash.
It sure is.
To get to 3 points. He's got 3.3 mil on the game now. And, the number just doesn't change. Like we've been talking about it. We talked about it earlier that, the public are all on the Patriots, but pro gamblers and, guys that are walking in and bet, the real big guys that are betting and rich guys and stuff, poker players, there's probably a poker player that did this. They're on the Rams, man. I hate to say it's the square sharp deal, but it sort of is here, Babano.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I say, that was all public money that moved this number. Okay, the LA Rams were favored. The Sunday night opener, the night of the conference championship games, LA was -1. This number being where it is now, New England -2.5, it's all public driven. And it's based on, the Patriots beat the Chiefs. Everybody was thinking, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. A lot of people like the Chiefs. New England beats them. So now everybody's thinking, we were wrong on New England here. They got it to get it done now against the LA Rams. I think the LA Rams, I don't know. This is a team that, and everybody's going to say too with the LA Rams, the anti-Rams argument is going to be, they don't belong here. They're here because of a pass interference that wasn't called. against the New Orleans Saints. A call that if it was made, Saints run the clock down. Rams don't have enough timeouts to stop the clock. Will Lutz comes in for a chip shot field goal. And New Orleans is playing in this game, not the L.A. Rams. I'm sure some sentiment to that in the flock of money that's come in on the New England
Patriots. Oh, wait. We got more. It's coming, guys. Chris Andrews just tweeted. He's over at South Point. Somebody just walked in and bet $300,000 on the Rams money line.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Yes. They've waited. Yep. The Ram money. Like, this thing, it's, oh, you wait till Sunday, but you can't really. It's like, we got this much money. Guys, you're anxious. You want to get it over with, right? You got the $300,000 man in a briefcase. It's like, give me the damn ticket. Give me the Ram ticket. And I think what it is, guys, let's be real. The sharp guys and these guys, the floodgates are open right now. I think they realize it ain't getting to three, and I'm going to be the first big guy to bet the Rams right now. I'm getting in before something gets stupid. We talked about this earlier, but man, before you joined us, it hit two in New York today. I thought that was interesting. Where everyone's like, oh, well, it hit three. No, no. FanDuel in New York went to two today, Babano. Like, we saw this, and there's big money bet at that place at the Meadowlands. They took that as, like, serious type stuff. And they were at two. I'm telling you, man, the wise guy money is on the L.A. Rams in this game, man. Johnny Public's been betting their $50 and $100 and five on Brady this and Belichick that. Guys with real money are betting the Rams.
And that's the difference with the Super Bowl and a lot of regular season games. Public money influences the movement in the line more in the Super Bowl than it does at any point, up point during the NFL regular season. And the big bettors, I'm
sorry,
sure,
man, I'm just going to say, how many drink tickets, guys, you get for the $300,000? $1.5 million. You better get a suite, because you know sports bettors, you get no love. You bet $1.5 million at the Baccarat table, you have free rooms for a year.
Oh, I know.
Or life, like, essentially. You bet one point, I can see it, Cam. You and me, we put $300 over at Circus. Ah, yeah, here's 12 drink tickets, guys. Enjoy the game. Yeah, just $300,000.
It's so true, man. Sports bettors.
They better send you, like, a quarter pound of cocaine, like a big, like, garbage bag full of weed and six hookers. I bet $1.5 million. I want some services back. And I'm not talking about a buffet.
Wouldn't mind one, though.
Hang in there, Babano.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Super Bowl 53 countdown is on. We'll keep our eye on the these big bets that keep on coming in. Normally, I don't really care about this stuff, but it's like political polls, right? It justifies us liking the Rams, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, all right. Like, if you told me $1 million bet on the Pats, I'd be like, I don't care. It's probably some rich guy. It doesn't matter. And then, I mean, yeah, I remember I was at the area city center one night, and it was during bowl season. And some dude walked in and he bet $40,000 cash on the Texas Longhorns in a bowl game. And everyone sort of noticed because it's a lot of money, right? Like, he's standing there and like he had stacks of cash cut. He took it out of his jacket, like stacks of $10,000, like bam, bam. And they're running it through the money machine. So you kind of noticed that. So everyone's like, who's he on? Who'd he take? And it was like, oh, Texas. And I asked the dude at the book after. I said, hey, who is that guy? Is he, did you guys move the number? Or is he sharp? And he said, nah, he's just a rich tourist from Texas. Right? The best one, if you remember years ago, Babata, too, in the Houston Astros LA Dodger World Series 2 years ago, if you recall, was all over the gambling sites and stuff all day. That basically, like, $3 million had come in on the Dodgers. Throughout the day, And they were like, it's the money guy, and there's a syndicate and a cartel, and what's going on? It was a dude that promised free mattresses in Houston if the Astros ever won the World Series, and they did, and he was on the hook for $5 million in mattresses. Remember, Cam, we talked about it. He was a smart guy. He got on a plane. He went to Vegas, so he bet like $3
million. Smart man.
Yeah, he bet $3 million. On the Astros to get the money, like to hedge, basically.
Covering his ass?
Yeah, because he already paid for an insurance policy. So it was just funny, like, covers in Vegas, insider, everyone's freaking out. And Don Bast, oh my God, who is this? Who is this guy? Mysterious. And there were rumors. It's a syndicate of sharp guys from Asia. It was a mattress guy from Houston that had money trying to hedge his bet for the mattresses.
Smart.
All right, we got Babano. I can think
of worse game plans than betting against the LA Dodgers' recent playoff history. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, well, no kidding.
Well said.
As a Dodger fan, it hurts, but yeah, yeah.
He's right. It
hurts, but you got to be true.
Yeah, well, it's like the Raptors. Raptors, Dodgers, the same thing.
I'm done with the Raptors. Yeah, don't bring them up anymore, Marazzi. It's really starting to piss me off. That was a big parlay. I could really use that money in New York.
Lackadaisical,
too, you know?
Pathetic performance last night. No effort at all.
I gotta buy you a, you know, I gotta get a carton of smoke, some liquors, and stuff like that. Like I could have just dropped down 100, like it was nothing. Now I'm here we go, dip into the wall again, ching ching.
You know what? It's no wonder these morons south of the border, Stephen A. and Skip Bayless and guys like this, think the Raptors suck every year because every time we go on national TV, we don't get it done.
Yeah, they're like 0-6 on TV now this year. So.
Yeah,
it's pathetic. No excuses, too. They're at home. Like, I'm tired of the excuses. No,
you talked about it. Chemistry problems, man. Leonard and Lowry, they never play together. They don't play enough. It's a gong show. Nick Nurse better figure this out quick.
Nick Nurse needs to get more aggressive and meaner, too. It's too much smiling and just like, okay, like, anyways, back to the Super Bowl here. So the money's coming in on the Rams here. The total is another story. Now, listen, Tony Romo, guys, has been legendary this year with his sort of predictions and his Kremlin-like predictions, play calls. But so he's doing the game, so he didn't want to give a pick. But he was asked at the press conference, what does he think of the game and his analysis? And he actually got very detailed about how he thinks it's going to go, and he's pretty confident, the score. He says 28-24. He goes, I'm not going to say who I think is going to win. I'm doing a game, but I think it's a 28-24 game, and it's going to come right down to the last, like, possession type thing. So he said the team that'll lose will have the ball, but they won't score, down 28-24. You know, the Patriots and the Seahawks played at 28-24. I can't bet the under. Five of the last six Super Bowls have gone over. We live in a over society now in the NFL, but I think it's going to be close, guys. But, Bano, I don't think it skyrockets over the number, though. I think it gets there, but barely.
Yeah, we live in an over society across sports right now, across all sports. It's NHL's been that way. NBA's had a lot of overs this year. NFL continues to trend to higher scoring. It's been everywhere. And, you know, these are two offenses that have the capability of moving the ball well enough to put up big points. But they're going to have to be efficient, Morency, in this game. And here's why. They're going to have to get in the red zone and score touchdowns, not score field goals. But that's even more important in this game because – these two teams, if you've been watching them down the stretch of the regular season and the playoffs from a pace perspective, they're not going at a fast pace. Not the Rams did early in the season. I remember early in the season, first half of the season, first three quarters, they'd get a couple first downs, they'd speed up the tempo a little bit, run no huddle, run a little hurry up. Sean McVay did a lot less of that late in the regular season and into the playoffs. He didn't do that quite as much. And from a New England standpoint with their offense, they have been draining the play clock right down to 5-10 seconds left, a run-heavy offense, methodical 6-7-8 minute drives. That's been the MO for New England offensively here in recent weeks. It's a high total. I have nothing on this total, to be honest. What I'm going to do is hope for a lower scoring start, and that's what I think is going to happen. I would prefer the first half under than the full game under. Maybe at a low point, if we get that sort of 10-7 near the end of the first half type of score, maybe things open up in the second half. It's correlated with a prop that I bet every year, Gabe, in the Super Bowl is second half plus overtime to be the higher scoring half.
Yeah.
I bet that every year. I bet it again this year.
It's 15-4-1. 15-4-1 the last 20 Super Bowls.
Now that's a portfolio.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, now that's a very good long-term track record. That's not something where it's just recent. That's not something where, oh, it's just, you know, just a little blip on the radar. That is a long-term track record that's been pretty consistent in the Super Bowl, that the games have gotten higher scoring as the game progresses. This is one of those games where I could definitely see that happening.
All right. So let's jump in. Let's jump into some props. Talk about that prop. I gave him more today. I did a video the other day where we gave 12 props, as crazy as it is, for FanDuel. But we got another video we did today, so I added a few more. Kind of ones that have already been discussed a bit, but I'll repeat them, and we'll go through them all before we're done here. But new ones today we gave. All right, so Todd Gurley, first touchdown of the game, plus 700. You know what I find interesting about this too, Cam? You talk about reading between the numbers. We say, okay, we're reading between the numbers with the point spread in the game. Earlier in the week, and we were on it, we were saying Todd Gurley, MVP of the game, great value, 16-1. It was Brady, Goff, and then it dropped all the way to Gurley. And both you and I said, man, Gurley, normally would be plus 250, plus 400. But because of the health. Well, now suddenly, guys, he's plus 750, plus 800 to be the MVP. This isn't, once again, this isn't Johnny Public betting $5 on this prop. All right? Oh, and that they got flooded. They didn't even move the number when they're taking millions of dollars of bets in the game. You think they're going to freak out because they took a couple of bets on Todd Gurley to be the MVP? Johnny Public doesn't even think Todd Gurley's going to play well in this game. You know what it shows me behind the scenes? Cam and Babano, they think he's better. Then they always know. I'm telling you, the fact, I guarantee you, the odds makers heard, oh shit, Gurley's actually healthier, man. He's going to play. He's going to play well. They cut that in half to 8-1. They wouldn't cut it in half unless they're like, yeah, he's playing. Like they, you know what I mean? He's better than that. But Cam, listen, the first touchdown of the game, when he was MVP at 16-1, the first touchdown of the game was plus 700. He's now MVP 8-1. First touchdown of the game, plus 700.
Exactly.
It hasn't changed. I see a little bit of value here. And I said earlier in the week, I think Todd Gurley's going to get a first touchdown of the game, guys. Plus 700.
And another thing, Babano, before we go in, remember this, Gabe. Remember that game, Seattle-Denver, that Super Bowl? And a lot of people got rich on first play of the game, safety, ball right over Peyton Manning's head, all that stuff. And they used to post crazy numbers for that stuff. The books are smart. They look at the props and player props and go, what can happen? Where's our liability? And when Todd Gurley was listed at 16-1, some really smart people probably didn't go, they're smashing these things for dimes now, not like $50, $100. When you're seeing 10 to 12 points of value from a running back that should be 4 or 5 to 1 to 16-1, some people got some crazy numbers. Todd Gurley, 16-1. Hell, I'd bet him at 61 if he had one leg, Babano.
Yeah, but now I'm not in. Now I'm not in, Babano, MVP at 8-1, even though it's still not bad value, but I like that first touchdown.
16,
I like that first touchdown at plus 700, Babano. Todd Gurley.
Well, the thing, too, about exactly, Todd Gurley, everything I've heard, he's going to be fine. He's going to be ready to go. He's practiced well. He's looked fine.
Yeah, and Babano, they're going to give him the ball early, too, to see if he can go, right? When it first drives, here you go, Todd. Do your thing.
Yeah, and as we get closer to game day, and I said the other night that I'm really staying out of running back props, and I probably still am going to stay out of them, but I'm definitely more reluctant, I should say, to go with C.J. Anderson upon hearing all this news that Gurley's looking good in practice.
Yep.
He's probably going to be able to make that impact. So that's good news, certainly, for the Rams. And, Cam, you mentioned the safety prop. The safety and the overtime props are worth talking about. Will the game go to overtime? Yep. Will there be a safety? You're not getting the value to bet yes anymore with those two. Not even
that's
close
exactly
this year compared to – the books got crushed. On the safety props in multiple Super Bowls over the last 3-4 years with that safety happening. It's happened more than once the last few years, 3 of the last 4, if I'm not mistaken. Overtime with the Atlanta game going to overtime a couple years ago. They got crushed by even just the few yes bets that the game would go to overtime. They got hurt by it. You're just not getting that yes plus price value with the overtime prop or the safety prop this year compared to years past because of that.
What other props? And we got clam chowder. Hold on, though. Hang in there, chowder, because we're going to a break in a minute. We'll get you in on the other side here. I know you're on hold earlier, and hey, you are the Patriots, clam chowder. Before clam chowder was clam chowder in the early days, he called the show like 16, 17 years ago. He was Chris from Pat's Nation.
Chris. Pat's Nation. Amazing.
Yeah, The Patriots should have been ordered to wear the nice old school helmets.
I agree. I wouldn't hate them so much. I'd love them if they were the old.
Yeah,
it'd
be harder to hate them. It really would be. Like the red jerseys and this. Now they can go F themselves. Game time decisions continues. We'll get more props from a battle. Clam Chowder's coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Dolan J. Trump on Twitter, supreme overlord of the garden, tweets to the millions of Knicks fans, I make this promise on the behalf of my administration. We will make the Knicks respected again. We will make the Knicks proud again. We will make the Knicks winners again. And we will make the Knicks great again. It's a great Twitter follow. Also tweets, the real story here is I should be looking into the leaking of classified information on important trade deals. Find the leakers now.
Says leakers.
Dolan J. Trump. All right. We're with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. But let's bring in Clam Chowder right now. Let's bring in Clam Chowder because he's patient and I know he's a fan of Babano's as well. Clam Chowder, Chris Patriot Nation, the legend. The Sports Rage Hall of Famer, Clam Chowder, what's up in the Clam Bowl?
Hey, how it doing, Clam Bowl, and Bobano, the Tony Romo, yeah, look-alike, and yeah, whipping the kit then, Cameron Stewart, Marvelous Gabriel Lawrence, hey, let's do it.
You see, I don't know if you see, Chowder, I got the old school, remember the old nice Patriot helmet?
Yeah.
I can't put it on. That'd be sacrilegious.
The Minuteman.
Yeah, there he is. There he's looking. He looks drunk, too, his face. You get a close-up. He looks drunk.
Drunk and angry.
Yeah, he looks more angry. There you go, man.
Hey, we got Babano on the line. Say hello to Babano, Chowder. You know Babano.
Hey, Babano, Lefano, Tony Romo, man. When he gets sick, you can check in for him.
You got Whit and the Kitten and Romo Babano with us.
Clam Chowder, yeah, how you doing?
I know it. Say, Babano, man, I miss you, buddy.
I miss you, too. It's been a while, Clam Chowder. Hope you're doing well. Are you excited for Sunday? Looking for Super Bowl number 6?
Hey, Sunday, man. And in our house, we have lentil soup, not only for Super Bowl. We have it any time.
No, you don't. You have clam chowder. On. You don't eat lentil soup.
Chowder.
Even I don't endorse that soup.
No, the Greeks, we eat lentil soup, dudes. We have lentil soup as a regular meal.
Oh, yeah, you're down with lentil soup, huh? All right.
Oh, he keeps his good figure. Oh, yeah,
extra love with extra virgin olive oil and vinegar and lots of garlic, man.
It sounds like it smell pretty strong there, Cam. Man. Like
strong, garlic, very strong. Lots of garlic, man.
And vinegar.
And vinegar, too. Ooh, and oil. Extra virgin olive oil? What a dish.
All right, Chowder. So listen, you know me. You're going to call us. We're going to be on, me and Cam, at 3 o'clock before the game Sunday. We're going to be here all day leading into the game. We're going to be watching the game live on the air here.
Oh, wow, man. Now that I'm gone, everything is working on Sunday. Jesus, wow.
Yeah. It was just that one Sunday. But you can call us. We'll be on from 3 till 6, and then the game will be on. We'll be watching the game. But so what's your prediction, Chowder? Earlier in the week, you said 31-27, or 30-27. Then the next day, you said 34-21. So now is it 37-34?
No. 34-31.
34-31 for who?
Who?
Hey, Clambo, Clambo, Clambo.
Who are you, the Fonz?
Hey. New England Patriots. My New England Patriots, man. Hogan is going to have a big game. And White is going to be unstoppable.
You know what? Hogan's heroes. I'm betting over 2.5 receptions for him. I like it.
Clam Chowder, my James White prop bets are hoping.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Everybody's looking for Edelman, but Hogan is the unsung hero. He's going to come through, and he's going to do it in the first quarter, too.
You know, Babano, you and I talked about it, Hogan. It's 2.5, but it's like -160 and stuff. Might be three at some spots.
My book has 3.5, Gabe. Like, up to 3.5 now. Yeah, I'm not betting it at 3.5. I got to find it 2.5 and pay the juice. You better click on that now. It's going to 3 regular juice. I'm telling you, if you like it, get it now. Oh, I'm telling you, it's real. It's 3.5 on 2 of my books, and I shop around. People like Hogan.
Yeah, I was flying under the radar 2.5 before. That's what happens.
Sure as hell would trust Hogan.
Hey, what do you think? Maroon 5 is going to have a unfunctional wardrobe there?
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they have an unfunctional van on the way to the stadium before the game.
What, they have 2 rappers?
Dude, Maroon 5 suck, bro. They shouldn't be playing. Maroon 5 should be playing a bar mitzvah somewhere.
A bar mitzvah.
So I guess the rappers are going to take over.
Yeah, the rappers. They've already taken over the music scene. Why not?
They can't sing. We don't want them to rap.
And Clytus Knight without the Pips.
Yeah, where are the Pips?
Best America.
Where are the Pips?
The Pips are 6 feet under, Gabe.
They're gone, huh?
But they should get some new Pips, younger Pips. That's what they do, like all those bands. You got
yeah, some
blood.
Younger Pip Jr.
Pips Jr. Gladys Knight and the Pips Jr.
Yeah. All right, Chatter. So try to call in Sunday. We'll be here Monday as well. Where are you watching the game? Are you going to be watching it at home or are you going to go out?
No, home. So I don't have to push around to get into the can, you know? I take my time. Yeah. I yell out. I throw my underwear all over the place, you know?
Your underwear.
It's Clambo fever. All to myself. The phone's going to be off the hook.
Literally?
You take the phone off the hook.
I like that.
Yeah. No.
No calls.
No calls here on Sunday.
Clam Chowder gets it.
I like that you need to be. You need quick access to the bathroom.
It's actually a great.
And you
point.
Want to throw your underwear around?
Nothing. I've hosted things in bars. You're right, Moran. Things get a little bit tricky on the Super Bowl. A lot of shots are being done. Different dips, as we talk about foods. You don't need to be clogged up in the can. I like a quick.
So what are you
going to
eat? What are you going to eat on Sunday, Chowder?
Oh, it's not going to be the mainstream Super Bowl stuff. It's going to be a lot of Greek stuff, a lot of saucy stuff, souvlaki and pastizo.
That's
all right. Lots of stuff in the oven my sis going to make.
Everyone likes souvlaki.
Oh, and gyros all day,
uzo.
Baby.
How about a shot of ouzo, Clam Chowder? A shot of ouzo.
Yeah. And remember to put some water, Bobano, or you're going to become not Tony Romo. You're going to become a Bubba Smith. and Marvel's Gabriel Morenci, throwing the underwear around. Just picture Homer when he runs around with no underwear.
So what do? Like you're wearing like white sort of like Hanes, and then like things get crazy and you rip them off and you start throwing them? Or are you wearing like underwear and you got another pair of underwear in your hand and you're waving it around like a towel?
Basically everything, man. I don't care for any clothes on Sunday. I don't care for any calls on Sunday. It's so, Clambo.
You're sitting there. You're sitting there in your underwear on Sunday, phones off. You don't want to hear anything, and you need, when you got to take a dump, you got to take a dump.
Oh, the dump, plenty of space around, man. A lot of freezing weather out there. No problem.
All right. All right, Bubba Smith.
I've been around a lot of mom's side of my family's Greek clam chowder, so I know what the ritual is. Get ready for some souvlaki, some gyro, some tzatziki sauce. Get the metaxa.
How's the Bulldogs doing? Whiskey.
Bulldogs are having a down year. They had their run to the Memorial Cup last year.
All right, Super Bowl week. All right, Chowder, take us out here, Chowder.
Later, buddy.
All right, Super Bowl, everybody, catch the Super Bowl, 34-31 for my pass. Let's all have a great of my secret creamy sauce. Keep on clam chowdering, feel the passion, take care, Bobano, Tony Romo, Winston, the Kitten, Kevin Stewart, Marvelous, Gabriel Morrissey. Keep it here, it's always real, on Fantasy Sports Network, Sports
Rage. Wow, well done.
That is some
excellent
of his best material.
He's got his mojo back, right, with the extras.
Sure does, man. Yeah. That's why Gabe wears that costume around. That's why he's got to be like a nudist on Sunday. That suit weighs a lot.
I like that he's honest about it, right? And we've all been there too. I've watched football in my underwear before.
I watch a lot
Sunday,
of things in my underwear.
You just get up. You're like, you hate it's the world. Freeing. You order pizza. You put the track pants off for a minute. You're sitting there.
Track pants, baby. Underwear. That's perfect party gear.
I like how he said that. See what he goes, nah, I like to use the bathroom and I like to throw my underwear.
Whatever floats your boat,
man. I wish we could pay money like pay-per-view to see Chowder. Like, imagine having a camera in his apartment like him.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
You're like, come on, he'd be waving these tidy whiteys.
Get Clam Chowder on Big Brother. That would be awesome.
Yeah. All right, Babano. So, Babano, you had each couple of interesting defensive props. Why don't you share your two interesting defensive props with people now?
Yeah, we do. Two Rams that we bet. We bet Corey Littleton over 8.5 solo and assisted tackles.
Love it.
And Mark Barron for the LA Rams.
5.5. I like the Mike. I'm on the Barron one. I'm going to go Mark Barron over, too.
I like both of them.
Yeah, because you got two linebackers here for the Rams, and they're going to be covering and asked to cover and tackle and be in on stops on the things that the Patriots, I think, are going to do a lot of in this game. Run the football, short passing game. That's going to be a big-time part of what the Patriots do, in my opinion, and who's the players that would stop those kind of plays and are very good at stopping those kind of plays on the defensive side of the football for the Rams. Corey Littleton, who had 12 total tackles last week or 2 weeks ago against the Saints in the NFC title game. Mark Barron's been active in the playoffs. He's been in on a lot of those stop the run, short passing game, get in with some tackles, be active, high volume tackles on those kind of plays. I think Littleton and Barron go over their solo and assisted tackles props on Sunday.
Interesting. I'm going to see if FanDuel Sportsbook has this. They've got all kinds of... This is kind of a simple one. And sometimes, you know what? You got to keep it simple, stupid. And that's what we're going to do here. FanDuel has quarterback to pass for the most yards. Tom Brady, -130. Jared Goff, +100. I like both these guys to go over their respective numbers. But Tom Brady threw for 505 yards in the Super Bowl last year. Against the Atlanta Falcons 2 years ago, he threw for 436 yards. I mean, Tom Brady in two playoff games, guys, in bad weather, he threw for like 344 and 360 or whatever. He's going to go way over his 287. He always does. And Jared Goff is not going to throw for 380 yards. Even when the Rams are doing well, Goff is more of a 17 to 25 guy, Cam. Even in a Cowboy game, he's like 14 to 26 or something. But he's good for a couple of big plays. I like Goff. I think he's good, but he's not a mass volume guy. Like Brady dinks and dunks, and it's constant. All right, hang in here, Babano. We're going to give you one quick two-minute segment on the way out. We'll give the floor to Babano, and we'll get all of Babano's final thoughts and picks for Super Bowl 53, or hell, maybe tonight's college basketball or NBA card. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Networks.
Did Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
We only got a couple of minutes here, literally, figuratively, before the 6 o'clock update that Cam does so well. So, Babano's our guest. You can find his picks over at rightwager.com. That's rightwager.com. All right, Babano, the floor is yours. You got a couple of minutes left on the way out here. You see, like the two defensive props, you talked about it with Littleton over in tackles, assisted tackles, solo tackles, Barron. Over Littleton's 8.5, Barron's 5.5. More points scored in the second half. I think we're both in agreement on this one. And you and I talked earlier. We're taking a little bit of a different approach on it, but I'm sure, Cam, I think you like the one. I think you're on my side on this one. But will there be a so there's a bet. Will there be a attempted two-point conversion in the game?
Yes.
A lot of people like that one. But that's like -110, -115, or whatever the hell it is. Then you've got, will there be a successful 2-point conversion in a game, +275. That's the one I'm going to roll the dice on, guys. I say yes, there will be a successful 2-point conversion, Babano.
Yeah, quickly, Cam needs a raise in his salary because he did a great job with those updates. That was incredible, Cam. Way to go. Job well done. Robert Woods over 5.5 receptions, over 6.5 receiving yards in this game. I think Robert Woods is the guy that Goff will go to in the receiving game. If you're looking at wide receivers, I like that one. We'll go quick here. I like the 2-point conversion attempt prop. It was plus price when I got it. It's more to even money now. If you like that prop, bet it sooner rather than later, because I think that price is going to keep getting worse and closer to kickoff. So, yeah, that 2-point conversion prop. I like the Rams to convert a fourth down, which is yes, -110. Look, we've seen Sean McVay do it time and time again. Yeah. He goes for it on fourth down, fake punts in his own territory. Johnny Hecker, we've seen it. He can throw a football. Yep. He's capable of doing it. I like that prop a lot. Rams to convert a fourth down, yes, -110. I like over 1.5 interceptions in the game. Brady, if he can throw an interception against the Chiefs and their putrid defense, he can throw an interception here against the Rams, especially with Talib back. And I think Jared Goff, it's crazy to think he can throw an interception in his first Super Bowl, big stage like this. Over 1.5 interceptions for me as well. And Johnny Hecker, we talked about him, over 37.5 yards with his punt, shortest punt. I think he's a boomer, and I think he has long punts. His shortest punt, over 37.5 yards.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. You can follow him on Twitter, at Babano. Thanks for the time, Babano. Enjoy the big game. You can find him over at rightwager.com.
Good luck, everybody.
Game time decisions continues.